fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. You may find yourself with guests living with you during a long-term crisis, adult children, their spouses, your grandchildren, maybe other friends and family. If it's a long-term crisis, they're going to need foot gear. Lots of things that you can fabricate and make do with, the wrong size or so forth, but it's very difficult to get around with foot gear that's not right for your feet. So here's what I've done. Find yourself a thrift store run by a charity or a church, not Goodwill. Goodwill stuff's way too overpriced, in my opinion. The one I go to, it's about a 40-minute drive from my home. They have boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls and children. For 50 cents a pair, it doesn't matter whether it's a size 12 boot for a man or a cute little pair of shoes for an infant, 50 cents a pair. You go in there with a $20 bill and a big black plastic trash bag and walk out with 40 pairs of boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls, and children. How about that? I've done it a couple of times. I've probably built up an inventory of about 90 to 100 pairs of boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls, and infants in my personal private inventory for what, $40, $50? So that's your prepper tip of the day. If that's something you think you may need to deal with in the future, we'll take care of it now. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Harness. Jeff is a gentleman who's bit the bullet and has stepped up to the plate to create a safe haven for men and women, Christians, that where they can come to the Ozarks. They can live full time. They can come here for vacation. They can come to the safe haven in case they have to because of a crisis, whether it's a short term or a long term crisis. And we're going to talk about that, the Ozark Survival Community. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, John. That's a great tip of the day. I suggest everyone do it as much as possible.
Well, it doesn't take much except your time. Basically, a tank of fuel for a regular automobile is about $20. And to walk out the door with 40 pairs of shoes and boots for $40 is pretty phenomenal. But I've done that a couple of times, and I might just do it again. Jeff, you sent me a copy of the plat of the development, showing the first phase and the second phase. I would think the first phase is pretty close to being sold out. What's the status of that?
Well, we've taken our first month to really kind of get a lot of things put into place. Of course, you know, developing this as a first development and my first venture in anything like this, there have been so many things that came up that it probably was best with the amount of interest that we were given in this project by your listeners and tangentially other people hearing from other people, that this idea is starting to grow. I guess they call it organically. I don't know exactly what that means, but right. With word of mouth, I guess, is what we used to call it. It was that time that we needed to put this together. And so now that we have our board of directors set, that we have seven wonderful people. And, today if we get a chance to talk about any of them, I would like to focus on just the quality of the members that we have. But to your question, we have over 100 people that I haven't gotten a chance to talk to personally. I know the last time that we talked, we were kind of in that same situation. And I just ask people to be patient. We're putting the quote-unquote boots on the ground to handle the swell of interest in the project that we're doing. There will be other properties that get put into play here much sooner than we thought because of this amount of interest. But without having the infrastructure, someone hears your show, they contact us through your website. You've got a great little landing page, they call it, kind of sums everything up, gets people in the right direction, and we've done our best to get them excited about the project, and then they have to wait several weeks before they get confirmation on when they can come up and take a tour. We're doing everything we can to fix that now. So I thank you for being patient and your listeners for being patient up to this point.
Right. Well, one of my listeners flew in from Sweden in the last week and a half. What's his first name? And he's got some serious credentials that would be very helpful to the community, doesn't he?
I would like to take just 2 minutes and try to sum up everything that I can about Thomas. He was such a blessing, a brother from across the pond, I called it, when I met him. And in picking him up at the airport, he was just so relieved that this was real. And when Thomas got out on the property on tour, he jumped out of the truck. Literally, I didn't even have the thing parked yet, got out of the truck, put a handful of the dirt in his hand, put it up to his nose, and immediately started telling me the genesis of the different things that were growing and decaying and the ecosystem within the soil. And the terrific part about Thomas is over the course of a three-day visit, slowly you get to find out the personal story and how everyone kind of came to this point. And Thomas isn't a horticulturalist by profession. He is a certified genius when it comes to doing things with metal and electricity. And so I won't go too far into it, but he's just such a blessing in that, because he put himself in such a situation that he had the resources and the time to spend about 6 weeks out of every year going through the jungle to discover new species of plants, and he focuses on orchids. Getting to meet him, he told me that orchids have the largest naturally occurring family of species of any other plant out there, and it may almost be that orchids have as many natural species, not hybrids, of themselves as all the other plants combined. And so then you get to find out why that's important, and Thomas is one of the top six guys in the world you go to if you want to know what the recipes of soil are to grow anything anywhere. So, John, you can tell your listeners why that would be an important thing for a project such as this where we're growing our own food.
Well, it is, and you probably were busy and didn't hear the first hour, but when I do get to meet Thomas, I'll be letting him know the following, which I talked about the first half hour. Within 100 miles of the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico here in the United States, there's almost no bugs. They're gone. There are almost no bugs. And the central part of the country, including the Ozarks, is one of the last havens for bugs to exist in the way they normally do. I know Thomas is going to be very interested in this because he, being a scientist, will understand what that fully means and why the Ozarks needs to be looked at in another whole different light in addition to what we already know. The Ozarks is a safe haven for insects.
Yeah, and one of the things that impressed him about the property is, you know, he wanted me to list off all the species of oak trees that were on the property. And he found a couple of species of tree that I didn't even know that we had. I thought, you know, we would sum them up in one of the groups of the conifers. And he said, oh, no, this is a special tree because it looks this way, but it grows this way, and what it indicates is this. And so with all the different species growing in the forest here, he pointed out that is a true indicator of the health of the soil on the land. You know, in layman's terms, if you can only grow one kind of tree, you have a very specific soil that's not going to be good for much else.
Right, right. Well, Missouri has 21 varieties of oak trees. I know that. And I've driven past the pine forests down south in Mississippi and so forth, where you go literally at 70 miles an hour for an hour at a time past these pine tree plantations, where these beautiful pines are 20 feet apart, exactly 20 feet apart,
mm-hmm.
because they've been planted by human beings. But that's not what we have in our part of the country, is it?
No, we've got a very diverse culture of soil, and the thing is that in one area we may have a ton of clay, and I know where one of the larger lumber mills bought a certain property because there was a gypsum deposit there that they essentially mined out like an old quarry to build drywall and things like that. And so you'll go from one area to the next on the property here, and I can show you a spot where within 100 feet, I've dug down with the backhoe nearly 10 feet and got nothing but pure red clay without many rocks in it at all. And I can show you where 100 feet later, I've got 9 feet of topsoil, literally the black stuff with the little bitty pebbles in it that you get for, what, $2 to $4 a bag at your home improvement store.
Right.
And, you know, I can't get to the bottom of it. So it's a blessing to have that type of diversity within the ecosystem just on the 200 acres that we own here.
Right. Well, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to my website at libertyman.com, three tiles below the spinning globe on the left side, you'll see the following: New Ozark Survival Community Info. Click on that. There's a very well-done page. They give you kind of a brief outline about what's going on. Now, I'm clicking on it right here, right now. Boom, there we go. And here it comes. We've got a photograph of a place that is an example of what we're looking at in the future, and a summary of what's going on there, of how a family can get into a homestead with a home where they can be part of a community. And this is one of the things I want to emphasize. It's not me and my spouse against the world. You're part of a community of going to be several dozens of responsible adults who've been vetted. So you know for a fact that none of your neighbors are convicted criminals, that you're not going to be any Muslims there, that there'll be people that will be a asset to the overall community, both that 200 acres and the whole county. And I'm already getting inquiries from some of the community leaders I'll share with you privately that are interested in what's going on out there, Jeff, because the brain trust that you're bringing into Crawford County will benefit the entire county, won't it?
Well, I just had a discussion with my wife last week. And I said, you know, with the quality of individual that we're bringing in, there's two things that really strike me. Number one, don't believe you're going to get many other groups that have this quality of like you said, a brain trust. I think I used a different term. But the other thing was, in Crawford County, Missouri, you put together a group of 200 and change on our property, and we get three or four other properties, and all of a sudden you've got over 1,000 people. You can swing elections. So as a group, we will have a lot of political pull when that time comes, not to mention the innovation and just that I can do it spirit of the people here. You don't have very many leaners that want to get involved in this. They're all lifters. And that's the old adage that the rising tide lifts all ships.
Right, right, right. Well, and there's a vetting process that you put people through. And you have to be a member of your association here before you're allowed to purchase property. And that's how you control who gets to purchase and who's not allowed to purchase, aren't you? Don't you?
Yeah, correct, correct. And I've got a person that you know. And I don't want to use any names because there's a very specific set of concerns for this couple, and that is that there is a list of prescriptions that they want to know if this meets, you know, what we're allowing on the property. And so every situation is a little bit different once you get down to the fine point, and that's why it takes so long to vet people. And the reason that there is a medical qualification is because, number one, we want to make sure that if the time comes that we all have to count on each other to survive, that we have a group of people that is willing to pitch in, but that also can pitch in. And that doesn't mean that we need a bunch of weightlifters out here to, you know, bale hay. That means that we need a diverse group of skill sets. And just because someone maybe has a medication that may run out sometime in the future, we've been so blessed with our medical staff that what we already have here is so terrific that we've talked about that on other shows. But what's coming it makes this group even better. I've got a pharmacist that we're talking to that's in Cape Girardeau that, you know, when they come, it's going to be such a blessing because that's one piece of the medical puzzle that we would like to have filled up as quickly as possible. So, you know, hopefully we'll get some good weather and we'll be able to see him out here soon at the property. But, you know, everything's a case by case. And I really haven't talked to very many people at all that we've said, you know, no, I don't think it'll work out. So we've been very blessed in that. And I think that kind of sums that up a little bit. But if people have questions on it, they, of course, can call us and we'll have private conversations about things
right.
Like that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're talking about. The ability to buy a small home on a deeded piece of real estate. You get a deed. It'll be recorded at the Crawford County Recorder of Deeds office. Part of a community of people who are interested in long-term preparedness and having their own food growing on the premises. For your family, the cost would be less than the price of a new Ford SUV. Now, I'm very familiar with some of the high-end shelters, which are beautiful. It's almost like a cruise ship underground, these things with brass and glass and leather. You know, beautiful, no doubt whatsoever, on one hand. On the other, there's no plan for what happens when the doors are open and the crisis is over. That plan does not exist for these high-end shelters, does it, Jeff?
No, it doesn't, and our goal here is essentially to keep our price point at which, for the price of one of those that you just mentioned from another company, they are beautiful, but they are set up for a very specific segment of the public, and we are hopefully reaching a broader segment of the public because for that same price point, three people can have access to a bunker. But they also have a life outside the bunker, which includes, at that price point, owning land and a home that's built on it specifically for you.
Right, right. And it's a home that you can live in right now, full-time, that you can come to on vacation, or you can come to if there's a crisis, where these high-end shelters, there are exceptions, but most of them are only meant to be used during a crisis, and no other time, are they, Jeff?
No, and the trick is going to be, you know, what is life when you open the bunker door? Because, you know, even if you have the best hydroponic system, oh, I hear the music, we'll hold over.
We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th day of January. We're already into 2017. How about that? Visiting with Jeff Harness. We're talking about the Ozark Survival Homesteads. If you want to learn more, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the third tile below the spinning globe. Read up on it there. Fill out the form, your name, your telephone number, your email address. And we'll have people get back with you. Dave Bunting will probably get back with you before Jeff does, because Dave doesn't have as many hats he's wearing as Jeff does. And we'll be having, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Mr. Ross Powell, who will give you some fascinating details on financing this venture. But if you want to become part of a community of men and women, very resourceful, bright men and women with some very special skill sets, be there when you retire for a full-time home. Come there on vacation to have a fun time in the Ozarks, where we have float trips and hunting and fishing and bird watching and all the things people like to do outdoors. And, of course, come there in time of a crisis, when you have no choice and the grid is down and you need a safe haven for yourself and your family. It's extraordinary people have figured out pretty quick worldwide. My listener Thomas from Sweden flew over here to check this out for himself, and Jeff, he was pretty happy with what he saw, wasn't he?
He was, absolutely. And Thomas accepted a position that was offered to him earlier this week to become the director of the homestead. And Thomas said, I'm very flattered. Explain to me exactly what I would be doing. And I said, well, everything we talked about on your trip, you will essentially be the general that is in charge of making sure that food grows on the homestead. And he said, I'm in. If you want to take a look at how special this individual is, you can look up on the website of the Royal Botanical Garden in Sweden, and Thomas built that as a hobby, and he got a medal from the King and Queen of Sweden for doing as much, and so that's the caliber of individual that we have associated with this group.
Well, and that's certainly a big feather in your cap for being able to recruit him. You know, all I did was make the announcement, and you did the rest. So God bless you for doing so, Jeff.
Well, I think God did.
Yeah, well I was going to say, we thank God every step of the way, don't we?
Yeah, and he gets the credit for Thomas being here, because without what he had planted on this land long before my wife and I ever bought it, if it wasn't for that, Thomas would have had a nice trip over here to the States, and we would have parted as friends after a great 3 days of meeting him. But that's the power of what's going on here. And I know you don't know about the man I'd like to talk about that's going to be a special consultant to this project. I want to be a little cryptic, because he said I could not use his name if I mentioned him in public.
Well, then call him Billy Bob.
Well, he works for one of the space agencies that everyone would recognize the name if I mentioned it publicly. And, John, it got very real very quickly talking to this man. And the indication was that he would love to be connected with this project. And when I say specific set of skills, I mean there might only be a couple people in the world, if that, that have the credentials that this man has. And he's been looking for something like this for 3.5 years. And so now that we're up and we're available for the public to come in and tour and check things out, you know, we do go through that screening before anybody makes it on the property. Right. But, you know, other than that, this is the quality of the individual this project is recruiting.
Is this the gentleman who verified my information for you?
No, that's
a different guy.
Yeah, that's a nuclear engineer from Alabama. That's a different person altogether. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is fascinating, and you don't need to be a world class scientist or engineer. The project is quite frankly a bit top heavy with medical professionals, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a scary situation if given the time to think about why we're being front loaded with all of these specific skill sets. But this is a community for like minded people. For sure.
It is. Here's our break. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Let's jump. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th of January. At my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll find things that will inform you, entertain you, such as the archive where I gave a warning the last Sunday of June 2008, a warning to everybody to sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September 2008 because of the soon-to-happen worldwide crash of the stock and bond market. I don't know how many people paid heed, but if they did, they would have saved themselves. If they didn't, well, they would have joined the tens of millions of other people who did not hear my warning or paid heed, and they lost in the end of September 2008. Of course, at my website, you'll also find the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. If you have arthritis pain, back pain, any kind of pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely the Energy Cleaner will help you. I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do because, well, they'd be out of business in just a few weeks or months at the most. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? That's for me to you personally. Does not involve a third party. Energy Cleaner goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. It's detoxing you. That's how it works. You can read up on it at my website, thelibertyman.com. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads. I'm taking delivery next couple of days of a very large supplied of mattress pads. I'm getting more energy cleaners from Tom Berryhill tomorrow. We'll be all caught up and ready for your orders. You can place your order right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make payments online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And yes, we'll take your questions, your calls, and your comments here at Republic Broadcasting about the Ozark Survival Community. The call in number is 800-313-9443. We're now joined by Mr. Ross Powell. Ross is an integral part of everything we're doing because he has very privileged information and knowledge on how to make use of a 401k and other investment vehicles and get them into hard assets, in this case, an Ozark Survival Homestead. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, John. Great to be here.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, like I say, you're an integral part of this because many Americans have tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars tied up, and they don't know what you know, do they, Rush?
No, sir. In fact, only about 2% of the population knows anything about what we do. So there's lots of opportunity for folks to learn a new way to invest your money outside of the what I'd call the matrix, which is Wall Street, because it's rigged and it's not what it appears to be. So absolutely, we can show them a new yellow brick road, so to speak.
Well, it is rigged, and you prove it for yourself. The Royal Bank of Scotland could not give a specific week that the stock market would crash 4 months before the fact unless they had privileged inside information, could they, Rush?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, they know, and the Royal Bank of Scotland is where the money of the where all the royals and them have their money as well, so they're making sure that they take care of their own.
Right, absolutely. Right. A bank that in about 8 years, the Royal Bank of Scotland finishes up their third century of being a bank and starts their fourth century of being a bank. So, yes, it's rigged. And, ladies and gentlemen, when you fill out the form at my website, the information form for the Ozark Survival Homesteads, Ross Powell gets a copy of that note. And, Ross, you'll be in contact with these folks, won't you?
Absolutely. If they have a 401k or an IRA or a 403b, anything like that, I can help them move that. Those funds into a bank account where they can purchase a property on the homestead, and we can get it done in about 10 days, so from end to end. So it's a pretty phenomenal way we can get things done for them.
Now, Ross, would it be a fair statement to say that many people with a 401k and similar investment vehicles, they feel like they're stuck, that they can't do much of anything? Would that be a fair statement for most of the people you initially meet?
Oh, absolutely. And folks that even they think they're over 59 and a half, they still think they're going to get penalized or there's a taxable event up to 35% to 40% depending on their state. And I showed them we can roll this over directly as a straight transfer trustee to trustee, and they have no taxes. So if you have $100,000, that saves you $35,000 right off the top. That's actual cost of a family of three at the homestead all in. So just the tax you save would pay for your homestead through this program.
Right. That's the way it is. Now, if you got a question or comment for myself, for Jeff Harness, for Ross Powell, you're certainly welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443. Well, gentlemen, as I say, I did a 60-second spot, and I'll be updating it. I've been contacted once or twice a week for 12 years here at Republic Broadcasting. And all I could do up until this got going, Jeff, and thank you for getting us going, I could give them the name and telephone number of a realtor in our area and wish them best of luck because that was it. They were on their own to buy their 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 acres, whatever it might be, and try to figure it out all on their own, which could be pretty daunting, can't it, Jeff?
To say the least, yeah. I looked at my wife last night and I said, "Hey, I used to know you." You know, just joking around. But the point was is that we've been gearing up for this for quite some time. But it seems like the intensity is picking up, and it is quite a commitment. So balancing, time at home with the family is something that, I hope everybody understands. And if it wasn't for family, I wouldn't be doing this in the first place. So I can't build this and lose what I already have at home. So, like I said, it's because of men like Ross and Dave and the other directors now that are connected with the project on the board that this will become possible and give everyone time to relax and enjoy what's really important in life, and that is our families.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're building a community, a place where each individual home has their own family to care for, and then the larger community on that 200 acres where all the families come together to meet and achieve mutual goals, don't they?
Yeah, and I've been kind of waiting for the right time to bring up the picture that you have on your link on your website. That is a beautiful little garden that is on Moss Mountain Farms, which is owned by P. Allen Smith. So all of us that kind of like the gardening world and catch that show would recognize that. And in the old website, which Ross has helped update to something new, clean, and very streamlined, it's unconfusing now. It's such a big task. We needed that piece of the puzzle in there to move forward at a faster pace. But on the old website, I explained, building a homestead, start off thinking Little House on the Prairie, and your next goal being Walton's Mountain, and I had a picture of both. And I said, but with the power of the group working together, we'll be able to get to this. And I had a picture of Moss Mountain Farms on there, which, anyone that's seen the Amish put up a pole barn knows what it's like when you watch a group of men that know what they're doing to get things built in concert. And think about a group of 200 like-minded people that on a Saturday morning, everybody has their coffee and says, why don't we build a flower garden today? And by the end of the day, something like that could be standing. And so that's kind of the type of thing that I look forward to once this project is built, all the little extra things that will go on.
Well, the Amish community figured this out several centuries ago, that all the men get together, the women are taking care of the kids and fixing food, and in one day they start out with a bare patch of ground, and by the end of that one day there's a barn built where there was nothing. When the sun came up that morning, but it's a similar principle where dedicated men and women coming together and focusing all their energy, all their talent on a specific task can get a lot done in one day, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And Ross has been in a professional field where he's dealt with people that have got things done over a lifetime of work. And so he's kind of in a unique position from where I am. And he deals with people that have been doers their entire life. So they don't have anything to prove that they can. They have the results that they did. And it's just so wonderful, but I don't get to know these people on their way to here on that end of the spectrum, but I certainly have gotten to know very, very closely a lot of our members that, I don't ever want someone to think that just because I'm not talking about them on the radio that they're any less in the project. The lowest man on the totem pole in the construction crew, believe me, if he's not carrying lumber and, getting extra screws and pouring the concrete and, all the grunt work, this project moves at a slower pace, so every piece of the puzzle is just so important that without it, it's a different project.
That's right. That's right. All the pieces have to fit together, and everybody has to pull their share. And you may be sitting there, you might be in California or New York or Florida or Texas, thinking, boy, I need to know more about this. Well, here's what you do. Three tiles down below the spinning globe on my left side of my homepage, read up at one page there. I think you'll like what you see. Fill out the form at the bottom with your name, your telephone number, your email address. That gets forwarded to Mr. Jeff Harness, Mr. Ross Powell, Mr. Dave Bunting. And these three guys will get in touch with you with all the details. And there's a lot to this, isn't there, Jeff?
There is. And I am. I would be remiss if I didn't mention our new director of sales, Mr. Rich Jones from Florida. Rich is one that's kind of been left off the email list, so we'll have to remedy that. But Rich is a man that's used to moving a lot of people into projects. And so it's just been such a blessing to have him connected with what we were doing from the very beginning that if you get a chance to talk with Mr. Jones, consider yourself lucky. He's just such a wonderful individual. But unlike me, where every answer comes with a story, Rich is right to the point. He is the perfect person to have in place as the first stop for most of the phone calls that come into this. Because you remember, John, when you and me and my wife went out to dinner the first time I met you personally a couple of years ago, you remember how all over the map I was in that conversation.
Oh, yes.
So fast forward 2 years and some odd amount of months, and I'm calm. And we saw a second light source come up after that little front that we had of weather that came through last week. And Kelly, my wife, had to get out of the car and take a picture of it and send it to me. And she said, this isn't a lens flare. This is what made me stop and get out of the car and take a picture. She said, I've been watching this for 3 minutes driving into work. And I said, well, I wish everyone else that I talk to could feel the calmness that we feel, because this is what we're preparing for. And to know that you have a safe destination being prepared for you ahead of time, that within a tank of gas for most people, and you're there, this can be done before anything gets hairy scary, and to just go to sleep at night knowing that you have this that's been prepared for you. If I could give that sense of calmness to everyone that I talk with, I could. It's just that to get through that conversation, it's at least an hour to get to the point where they're ready to hang the phone up, knowing that the next stop is, I can't wait to get out to the homestead and meet everyone.
Now, you had a family come out with a Ryder rental truck, their personal vehicle in tow from California. That was earlier this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so here's where the project is now. The project is sort of kind of just getting rolling down from the top of the hill. So we're starting to pick up speed to the point that I got a text message last week that, you know, we're already in Colorado or whatever, pick your state. And I get these text messages, and I have to go back through sometimes and go, oh, my goodness, I talked to that person weeks ago, and them getting here and hearing their personal story of everything they've went through in the last 4 weeks to get in the car and move to essentially displace themselves from their old life to come into this new one, I had to tell them, you know, that they just don't know how much I respect the guts it takes to pick up and go. But both of them are going to bless this project with helping out in so many facets that without members that are willing to make that jump, that this project isn't quite as ready to go with this next step, and that is when things are built and people can walk through and literally feel the weight of that bunker door and the big lock that's on it and go through that airlock and then be inside of that bunker, this project is going to be in a different zip code by that point, and we're absolutely close enough that within a month we should have that capability.
Absolutely. Well, Ross, the skill set you bring to the table takes people from their lack of knowledge about being stuck in an investment vehicle such as a 401k and others, related ones, to gaining knowledge that within 10 days they can be in a situation to get an Ozark homestead and have no penalty. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's absolutely true. And I actually have a customer coming out to the homestead this weekend. And she's actually selling her lock, stock, and barrel from where she lives in Ohio and going to move out to the homestead. She's moving a couple $100,000 into her plan from her IRAs, and she's going to purchase property with that money or take a loan or something against it. And that's a key thing about this, John, is you have the ability to loan yourself up to $50,000 from your plan and actually buy the property and pay yourself back with interest. So on a standard, and I have this on our new website, but there's a page under case study, but you can access a family of three, a husband, wife, and child, and I think that's about a $35,000 deal. If you borrow $35,000 from your plan, you're going to pay yourself back over 15 years if it's going to be your primary domicile, which most people want it to be. That's a payment of $245 a month that you have to pay for your mortgage now. You can imagine if you're from California and you pay $5,000 a month for your mortgage. Just think about
right.
You can do this at 2.45 a month, Ross.
Right. If you, because your interest rate is 3.25% from your 401k, and you're paying the interest back to yourself, but it's at 15 years on $35,000. That's a $245 payment.
That's a cable. That's a cable bill and a cell phone bill, and you own a piece of. John,
it's
this is what I mean
payment.
By
it's
having
less
the
than a car payment. Yeah. Right.
Having the blessings of people like Ross involved in this project, that's unreal.
And this one customer of mine, she feels called by God to go out there. She's been uneasy for a long time, and she's just picking up lock, stock, and barrel and moving. She's a single woman in her 60s, and she doesn't really have anybody, and she's really excited about coming out there. And I think I told you this, Jeff, she's going to lay her thing down when she gets there. She's ready to move this, and she's got a background in security, background and a bunch of really strong. So God is pulling all kinds of people from around the world to come to this.
Gentlemen,
this.
We have our last break. We have our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be back for a wrap-up here. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
All right, We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th day of January, visiting with Mr. Ross Powell, Mr. Jeff Harness. Gentlemen, the way everybody needs to get started here is to fill out that contact form, is what I'm trying to say here, at my website at thelibertyman.com. That's the entree to gaining access to the full picture, to gaining access to Ross Powell, to Jeff Harness, our director of sales down in Florida, and begin to make this whole thing happen. Right, Ross?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. And if you want to see a big picture, you can go to myozarkhomestead.com as well. But start with John and come through, and we'll be glad to give you every information that you want to know. But it's very exciting. So don't be surprised if you lay awake at night thinking about all the things you can do with your money once you move it into a survival 401k for you.
Okay. Thank you, Ross. We'll have Jeff give us our final word. We appreciate it, sir. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I just want to say that we've been so blessed in this and in putting this together that, you know, John, you've been an instrumental part of it. And, you know, the future holds things that we don't know. The God we pray to knows the end from the beginning. And just to be part of this plan of his is so overwhelming that every day I give thanks for the blessings that we've received that we haven't even asked for. So to your audience, I say thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. Have you back next Thursday if you're available.
Okay.
Well, once again, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side, three tiles below the spinning globe there. Click on that. Read up on it. You'll be happy with what you see. So many people are so happy with what they see there. Fill out the form at the bottom. Your name, your telephone number, your email address. Push the button to get it to me. And I will get that. I'll forward it to Ross and Jeff and our new director of sales down in Florida. And then these guys will get back with you with all the details. We're not aware of anybody else in the country doing this. We simply aren't. There are some high-end, beautiful shelters out there, all leather and hardwood and brass and glass, beautiful, just like a cruise ship. And they are excellent shelters on one hand. On the other, you can't go there on vacation. You can't live there full-time. And when the crisis is over, if you do happen to be there, what do you do next? Well, This Ozark Survival Homestead does take care of all those things. It's a beautiful place to live full-time, beautiful place to vacation to, a safe place to come to when there was ever a crisis. You got it all. You have it all, and you're part of Crawford County, Missouri, where the elected officials understand what's going on also and believe in community preparedness. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? So check that out, make your decision, and then act on it. Tomorrow, we're not sure if Ann Morrison will be with us or not. She's a little under the weather. We should have Dr. Myers with us the second hour, and then we'll wrap up this week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.